Listen to God's Word for March 28th. Today's reading is Joshua 18 through 20. May God bless this reading of His Word. Joshua 18. Then the whole congregation of Israel assembled at Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting there. And though the land was subdued before them, there were still seven tribes of Israel who had not yet received their inheritance. So Joshua said to the Israelites, "How long will you put off entering and possessing the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you? Appoint 3 men from each tribe, and I will send them out to survey the land and map it out, according to the inheritance of each. Then they will return to me and divide the land into 7 portions. Judah shall remain in their territory in the south, and the house of Joseph shall remain in their territory in the north. When you have mapped out the 7 portions of land and brought it to me, I will cast lots for you here in the presence of the Lord our God. The Levites, however, have no portion among you, because their inheritance is the priesthood of the Lord. And Gad, Reuben, and half the tribe of Manasseh have already received the inheritance that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them beyond the Jordan to the east." As the men got up to go out, Joshua commanded them to map out the land, saying, "Go and survey the land, map it out, and return to me. Then I will cast lots for you here in Shiloh in the presence of the Lord." So the men departed and went throughout the land, mapping it city by city into 7 portions. Then they returned with the document to Joshua at the camp in Shiloh. And Joshua cast lots for them in the presence of the Lord at Shiloh, where he distributed the land to the Israelites according to their divisions. The first lot came up for the clans of the tribe of Benjamin. Their allotted territory lay between the tribes of Judah and Joseph. On the north side, their border began at the Jordan, went up past the northern slope of Jericho, headed west through the hill country, and came out at the wilderness of Beth-Aven. From there, the border crossed over to the southern slope of Luz, that is, Bethel, and went down to Ataroth-Adar on the hill south of Lower Beth-Horon. On the west side, the border curved southward from the hill facing Beth-Horon on the south, and came out at Kiriath-Baal, that is, Kiriath-Jearim, a city of the sons of Judah. This was the western side. On the south side, the border began at the outskirts of Kiriath-Jearim and extended westward to the spring at the waters of Nephtoah. Then it went down to the foot of the hill that faces the valley of Hinnom at the northern end of the valley of Rephaim and ran down the valley of Hinnom toward the southern slope of the Jebusites and downward to En-Rogel. From there it curved northward and proceeded to En-Shemesh and on to Geliloth, facing the ascent of Adummim, and continued down to the stone of Bohan, son of Reuben. Then it went on to the northern slope of Beth-Araba, and went down into the valley. The border continued to the northern slope of Beth-Hogla, and came out at the northern bay of the Salt Sea, at the mouth of the Jordan. This was the southern border. On the east side, the border was the Jordan. These were the borders around the inheritance of the clans of the tribe of Benjamin. These were the cities of the clans of the tribe of Benjamin: Jericho, Beth-Hogla, Emek-Keziz, Beth-Araba, Semaraim, Bethel, Avim, Para, Ophrah, Kephar-Ammonai, Ophni, and Geba, 12 cities along with their villages: Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpah, Kephira, Moza, Rechem, Erpiel, Tarala, Zela, Haileth, Jebus, that is, Jerusalem, Gibeah, and Kiriath-Jearim, 14 cities along with their villages. This was the inheritance of the clans of the tribe of Benjamin. Joshua 19. The second lot came out for the clans of the tribe of Simeon. Their inheritance lay within the territory of Judah and included Beersheba, or Sheba, Moleda, Hazar Shual, Bela, Ezem, El Tolad, Bethel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susa, Beth Lebaoth, and Sheruhen, 13 cities along with their villages. Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashen, 4 cities along with their villages, and all the villages surrounding these cities as far as Baalath-Beer, Ramah of the Negev. This was the inheritance of the clans of the tribe of Simeon. The inheritance of the Simeonites was taken from the territory of Judah, because the share for Judah's descendants was too large for them. So the Simeonites received an inheritance within Judah's portion. The third lot came up for the clans of the tribe of Zebulun. The border of their inheritance stretched as far as Sarid. It went up westward to Marala, reached Dabbesheth, and met the brook east of Jokneam. From Sared it turned eastward along the border of Kisloth-Tabor, and went on to Dabarath and up to Japhiah. From there it crossed eastward to Gath-Hepher and to Ath-Kazin. It extended to Rimmon and curved around toward Nea. Then the border circled around the north side of Nea to Hanathon and ended at the valley of Iftael. It also included Katath, Nahalal, Shimron, Idalah, and Bethlehem. There were 12 cities along with their villages. This was the inheritance of the clans of the tribe of Zebulun, including these cities and their villages. The fourth lot came out for the clans of the tribe of Issachar. Their territory included Jezreel, Kesaloth, Shunem, Hapharaim, Shihon, Anaharoth, Rabbith, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, Enganim, Enhada, and Beth-Pazes. The border reached Tabor, Shehazuma, and Beth-Shemesh, and ended at the Jordan. There were 16 cities along with their villages. This was the inheritance of the clans of the tribe of Issachar, including these cities and their villages. The fifth lot came out for the clans of the tribe of Asher. Their territory included Helkath, Halai, Beten, Akshaph, Elamelech, Amad, and Mishal. On the west, the border touched Carmel and Shihor-Libnath, then turned eastward toward Beth-Dagon, touched Zebulun and the valley of Iftael, and went north to Beth-Emek and Na'il, passing Cable on the left. It went on to Ebron, Rehob, Hammon, and Cana, as far as Greater Sidon. The border then turned back toward Ramah, as far as the fortified city of Tyre, turned toward Hosa, and came out at the sea, in the region of Aksib, Ummah, Aphek, and Rehob. There were 22 cities along with their villages. This was the inheritance of the clans of the tribe of Asher, including these cities and their villages. The sixth lot came out for the clans of the tribe of Naphtali. Their border started at Heleph and the great tree of Zaananim, passing Adami-Nekeb and Jabneel as far as Lakem and ending at the Jordan. Then the border turned westward to Asnoth-Tabor and ran from there to Hukok, touching Zebulun on the south side, Asher on the west, and Judah at the Jordan on the east. The fortified cities were Zidim, Zur, Hamath, Rakath, Kinnereth, Adama, Ramah, Hazor, Kedesh, Edrei, and Hazor, Iron, Migdal-El, Horem, Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh. There were 19 cities along with their villages. This was the inheritance of the clans of the tribe of Naphtali, including these cities and their villages. The seventh lot came out for the clans of the tribe of Dan. The territory of their inheritance included Zorah, Eshtaol, Ershemesh, Shealabin, Aijalon, Ithla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Eltika, Gibbethon, Baalath, Jehud, Bini-Berak, Gath-Rimmon, Majarkon, and Rakon, including the territory across from Joppa. Later, when the territory of the Danites was lost to them, they went up and fought against Leshem, captured it, and put it to the sword. So they took possession of Leshem, settled there, and renamed it after their father Dan. This was the inheritance of the clans of the tribe of Dan, including these cities and their villages. When they had finished distributing the land into its territories, the Israelites gave Joshua, son of Nun, an inheritance among them, as the Lord had commanded. They gave him the city of Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, as he requested. He rebuilt the city and settled in it. These are the inheritances that Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the families distributed by lot to the tribes of Israel at Shiloh before the Lord at the entrance to the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing up the land. Joshua 20. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Tell the Israelites to designate the cities of refuge as I instructed you through Moses, so that anyone who kills another unintentionally or accidentally may flee there. These will be your refuge from the avenger of blood. When someone flees to one of these cities, stands at the entrance of the city gate, and states his case before its elders, they are to bring him into the city and give him a place to live among them. Now if the avenger of blood pursues him, they must not surrender the manslayer into his hand, because that man killed his neighbor accidentally without prior malice. He is to stay in that city until he stands trial before the assembly, and until the death of the high priest serving at that time. Then the manslayer may return to his own home in the city from which he fled." So they set apart Kedesh in Galilee in the hill country of Naphtali, Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. And beyond the Jordan, east of Jericho, they designated Bezer on the wilderness plateau from the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth in Gilead from the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan from the tribe of Manasseh. These are the cities appointed for all the Israelites and foreigners among them, so that anyone who kills a person unintentionally may flee there and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood prior to standing trial before the assembly. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.